Ah, the ticking. We've heard you. We've received hundreds of letters and posts on our 3-Minute Fiction Facebook page asking, actually demanding, the return of our fiction contest. So here it is. Without further ado, round 7 of 3-Minute Fiction begins right now, right here, on Weekend All Things Considered. Now, for the uninitiated, since we launched 3-Minute Fiction 2 years ago, we've received more than 35,000 original short stories submitted by you, our listeners, and the premise of the contest is pretty simple. Basically, we're looking for original short fiction that can be read in under 3 minutes, so the story can't be longer than 600 words. And each round, we have a judge, usually a writer, who throws out a challenge. In this round, our judge is Danielle Evans. She's the author of the critically acclaimed short story collection, Before You Suffocate Your Own Fool Self. Danielle is here with me in the studio. Welcome to the program. Welcome to 3-Minute Fiction.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited.
And first of all, thank you so much for being the judge this round.
Yeah, no, I can't wait to read.
I should mention, Danielle, by the way, I'm going to embarrass you, but your book just won the Penn American Robert Bingham Prize for a first book, which is pretty awesome.
They named two winners this year, so myself and Susanna Daniel, who's
just being humble. Okay, you got to mention the other one.
but it was tremendously exciting news.
You are a young writer, an up-and-coming writer, and you're on every list of 40 or 30 under 30 or 40 under 40, or I can't remember which ones. Obviously, you are no stranger to short stories. And I asked you to be the judge this round because we talked about your book about a year ago on NPR, which is a great collection of short stories. And I thought it'd be perfect for you to be the judge of a short story contest. So first of all, can you give me a sense of how you sort of approach fiction? I know it's a big question, but I mean, how do you sort of, in an abstract way or maybe even not, how do you think about it?
With short and fiction in particular, what you're usually thinking about is a story more or less comes down to a moment when something changes forever. And it can be a little thing or it can be a big thing, but something that somehow reverberates through somebody's life in some way. So I think when I'm at the thinking stage of short story writing, I'm thinking like, where's the moment in this story? And is it credible? And how are all of the other elements of the story kind of putting pressure on it?
Now, you teach creative writing at American University in addition to being a writer, professional writer. You did not, and I think this will be heartening for a lot of our listeners to hear, you did not actually study writing or literature. You went to Columbia University. You were an anthropology major.
Yeah, and I mean, it wasn't that different. I mean, I still think of writing as a project of translation, kind of explaining somebody's life in such a way that somebody else can understand it. And anthropology was actually really useful in that regard. And so I did get an MFA after that, but you certainly don't need credentials to be a writer. And I think even that idea of a professional writer, it's sort of a weird phrase in some way. Because, I mean, the thing is, no matter how long you've been doing it, like, if every book doesn't terrify you, you're probably doing something wrong. There are things that I've learned about editing myself and kind of thinking about what I want to do as a writer. I don't know that I would think there's such a thing as an amateur writer.
Because right.
I think we're all amateurs, maybe. Or maybe there is such a thing as amateur writers. It's just the only thing.
Well, as we do, Danielle, with each judge, as you know, we ask you to come up with a challenge for 3-Minute Fiction. So, for example, last round, the challenge was one character had to cry, one had to laugh. When Michael Cunningham was a judge, he asked readers to begin each story with, "Some people swore the house was haunted," and so on. You have come up with your own challenge, and I know everyone listening who's going to participate is waiting so they can start their stories. What is it?
I should have some theme music or something. there are all of these sort of sayings about how many plots there in fact are in the world, because we talk a lot about plot and whether we're telling the same story over and over again. And so someone has an argument there are 7 plots in the world, there are 10, but the smallest number of plots I've ever heard is there's this saying, there are only 2 plots in the world. Somebody comes to town and somebody leaves town. Those are really the only 2 stories we ever tell. So the rule for this round of the contest is, in the story, a character must leave town and a character must arrive in town.
Oh, that's very cool. All right, so let me reiterate that. In under 600 words, you've got to write a story where somebody leaves town and somebody arrives to town. And when we say a town, that can mean anywhere, city, a village, just a small farm town, New York City, doesn't matter, it can be anywhere?
It can be anywhere.
And Danielle, can it be the same character who leaves town and arrives, or do they have to be different characters?
No, they can be the same character.
It can be the same character. Okay, so somebody has to leave town and somebody has to arrive. It can be 2 different people, it can be the same person, it can be something else.
Indeed.
Very cool. This is going to be great. I'm looking forward to the stories that come out of this. What are you looking for? What are you going to be looking for in these stories?
My first demand is that I want to be excited. I think before you're doing anything else, as a writer, you're always demanding the reader's time. I want to read with that, like, here's a world I'm interested in hanging out in. And with that, so I'm kind of, even in a short space, I think in a short space, it's even more important to have that kind of breathless hanging on to the words of the story. And then, I mean, I think at the end, I'm looking for taking away that idea that I've been changed somehow by reading the story, even in a small, even in some small way. Like, I understand something I didn't before, or I'm thinking about something in a way that I never looked at it before. I mean, the best stories kind of stick with you. I think whatever wins this contest will be a story that I'm still thinking about kind of days after I've read it.
Have you seen those elements in previous stories?
I have. Here's a dirty little secret. I'm kind of a long story writer, and in my collection. And so I think the idea of 600 words would actually terrify me as a writer a little bit. But I'm so impressed by what people are able to do with it that, you know, hearing the last contest and like how much you could do in that compressed space, I'm really excited to see what comes in.
All right, let's recap. This is round 7 of 3-Minute Fiction. It is now, the contest is now open. And we'll be accepting submissions until 11:59 p.m. Eastern Time on Sunday, September 25th. And we have to be able to read your story aloud in under 3 minutes or less, unless Susan Stamberg reads it and we'll give her a little extra time. But essentially, it cannot be longer than 600 words. And Danielle, remind us, what is the challenge for this round?
The challenge is that in the story, a character must leave town and a character must arrive in town.
Okay. And remember, you can only enter once per person. To send your story, go to our website. That's npr.org/3-minute-fiction. And 3-Minute Fiction is all spelled out with no spaces. Each and every story, by the way, is read. And we are going to be continuing our partnership with the graduate students at New York University and at the Iowa Writers Workshop. And they basically help us move the judging process along as the first readers. And then we sort of pass along stacks to you, Danielle, every few weeks. The other thing we do is every weekend we read stories that catch our eye. We bring on Susan Stamberg and Bob Mondello and other great NPR voices to read those stories aloud. In the end, when it's over, you're going to pick a winner. That winner is going to come on the air with you and me, and they'll get a copy of your book. And then I hear, Danielle, you have another prize that you're going to be offering.
Yeah, since I'm also a creative writing teacher insofar as that's possible, one of the things that we thought would be interesting to do is to actually have a kind of hour-long critique session, not necessarily of the story, because the story is obviously going to be good because it will have won, but of some piece of writing that the winner would like me to take a look at.
That's very cool. So the winner of this round will get a personal consultation with Danielle Evans in addition, which is great. Any final words of advice before we go?
Have fun with it. You're the first person who has to be excited about your story, so don't let it terrify you. You are the boss of it. It is not the boss of you.
That's good advice. That's author Danielle Evans. She's the judge of round 7 of 3-Minute Fiction. It is now open. So please check out our webpage, npr.org/3-minute-fiction. It's all spelled out. Danielle, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. I can't wait to read these.